claim that there was a Mr. Guru that the Mr. Guru claims that it's not true. We don't get transgender for but yes. And that claims that there's an aplatis between Tosfos against the Chachmas Gorod as the nature of Hakazora and the Nailer, the Nachmanina, the Dina, the Tree, whether Nisa is a happen in Hakazora, it's only a happen in Shahir. Now, along those lines, if they exist, if one should assume like this method, that's a machlokes, that's a also they should assume. That he pointed out, I think Yasmech has this also, there's another machlokes, but this is for real. This is for sure, there's a machlokes between Tosfos and the other returning. Is there an Isa Hakazora and Erev Shabbos? This is for real, there are more quotes. I'm off quote on the bottom of page 44 going over to page 45 that if you took out the food, if you put food on top of the fire on Erev Shabbos, because that's Mavushal Kol Tosa. What was the machlokes we had in relation to Gimel? One opinion was like Chananya, there are more parts like Chananya, that if it's a machlokes and it's destroyed, there's no Yisur of Shiyah. The other opinion was, in the Chabad parts, like the other Rishonim, that there's only no Yisur of, if it's a Bakas Nachman Yisurim, it's not enough to take off the Yisur of Shiyah, you have to have it left. But when there's no Yisur of Shiyah, everything is Bashar called Sarkar, is whom is Kamas Varala. But up to the point that Mustan is Varala, then there is an Yisur of Shiyah, unless you have it left. So what happens if you have food that's Mustamik Varalo? So the din is Bain Lamachab, Bain Laramo, you're permitted to put it on top of the fire without a blast. But what happens if you take that food out from the refrigerator on Shabbos and you put it on top of the fire? So that's Achzor, that's not Shia, because you're not allowed to do it. So what if I take this food and I put it on top of the fire on Erev Shabbos right before the ascension, and it doesn't get warmed up until Shabbos comes? So offhand, that's considered Shia. That's not considered Hakzor. Hakzor is when you put it on Shabbos. When you put it on Erev Shabbos, the most it's going to be is Shia. So that's one opinion in the Ramah. And the other opinion is not, based on the basis, that if you put it so late on Erev Shabbos, Kol Kach Shomach Lo HaShecho, or Shomach Lo Baruch Hu, Shehu Shabbos Lo Shabbos Lo Bidam, that in it, that it wouldn't be able to get hot before Shabbos begins, that's considered an act of Hakzara. For me, the Hakzara is considered as if you put it on Shabbos. These are two Tosfos works with this assumption. The beginning of Kira, the first daf in Kira, the first time of day, on Lamed Vav Beis, Tosfos claims that that's the pshat in the Mishnah, because the Gemara talks about a chiddush that Hakzara is mutter even on Shabbos. It says, "Lemi Hakzara is mutter even on Shabbos." Machleid is kind of the Tzivul. The Bishama says forbidden to do Hakzara. You're never allowed to put anything back. You take the Keflo off, even though it's out of the other, the Daitul Hafti, you're not allowed to put it back out. And the Tzivul says that you are permitted to. If you have all those conditions met, you're permitted to put the food back on. So the Gemara says a story from Tanoim, and then the Gemara says, "Shma minof." From that story, we can prove that Hazor is mutter even on Shabbos. So the place is here, what do you mean Hazor is mutter even on Shabbos? The whole discussion is only on Shabbos. If you put the food on there, Shabbos and Shia, and it's not Hazor. So that's what Rashi says, Hazor is not only mutter on Friday night, it's mutter even on Shabbos in the daytime. Even though it looks a little bit as if he's being mocked on behalf of Matoi Shabbos, which would be forbidden because of Hakana. But nevertheless, if he really intends to put it back on Shabbos from the Kodesh Shabbos, then he has to use it to Hakana. If he puts it back on Shabbos in order to have a drink of warm coffee, a Shalashud is then it's Mutter. Mami the Hakzor is Mutter, even on Shabbos in the daytime, not only on Friday night. That's how Rashi means. And Tosfos has this new shot. Tosfos says that the Mishnah is talking about a Nisa Hakzor on Erev Shabbos. Markush, Mami the Hakzor is Mutter, but they still leave it on Shabbos. So then Tosfos has to explain, what do you mean Hakzor on Erev Shabbos? Hakzor on Erev Shabbos is Shia. What are we talking about? Tosfos says, you must say that there's some Zman, there's some time period, Samach Lach HaShecha, that if you put the food back on top of the fire at that time, so soon before Shabbos, that's labeled as Hakzor, and it's more common than putting it on the fire on Friday morning. So what is that time period? So Tosfos has two versions of this. The Ramo only quotes the Chumadika version. One version of Tosfos says it depends. If the food is cold, and you'll put it from the refrigerator onto the blast, and the woman is going to be Makabal Shabbos. So right away she was Makabal Shabbos. the second afterwards, and the food is still cold. So that is called an Easter of Hachazor, because by the time Shabbos began, in other words, the second after she puts it on the Haim, when she's in Kabbalah Shabbos, when she benches lift, the food is still cold. But if you take, let's say, if the food was hot, and I move to the place, food cooking on different burners, and the woman is about to bench lift. So she goes and she turns off three of the burners, and she leaves one burner on, and then she takes, and no blood. That is less than she is Muslim, so without a blood. And she takes the pot, then there's one burner that's still on. So she takes the pot off of that burner that's still on, and she takes a different pot, which is still burning hot. She just turned off the fire from that one, and she puts it on top of this fire. Then a second later, she goes to bench lift. So by the time she goes to bench lift, I know a second later, the food is hot. It was happened before. So one day in places is that that's not hot water, and I'm shocked because the food was hot. The other day in places is no. That's also an Easter Hachzor. Since that the food would have been room temperature, not that the food would have been in a deep freeze, it would take a long time for the whole food to get warm. But if the food would have been, let's say, room temperature, it would have taken a while until it would warm up, and she put it on the fire without a blessing, without a blessing. So Samach for the Shabbos, either Samach Lebocha, which is Kabbalah Shabbos for everybody, or Samach LeHashech HaShkia, which is Ben Hashmashin, the Mishnah Berurah says, or Samach LeHadlokas HaNeir, it's a Torah Hadlokas HaNeir, so that's her Kabbalah for Sefer Shabbos. If she puts the food on, so the Ramah says L'chumra here, that even if the food is hot, but she put it on so soon before Yom Kabbalah Shabbos and before Shkia, so that if the food would have been room temperature, would not have been able to warm up before Yotah Sefer Shabbos, or before Shabbos begins, then it's an Isur of Hachazor. So the Ramah quotes the Chumra Digger version of this Tesis, and he quotes the Tesis, that there is an Isur of Hachazor on Erev Shabbos. And then he says on the top line on page called Gimel Yesh Mekilim, but Zeva HaMinig Lohakur, Achter Lohakur Mokum Shein Tzor HaKolka. So there are two opinions, whether Hachazor is also on Erev Shabbos, if you have a blech, but then it's Mutzah, then it's certainly Mutzah, there's no Shabbos. It's not like on Shabbos that you have to avoid the B'yod of the Dice of the Hatzah of the whole world. Only on Erev Shabbos. But if you don't have a blech, and the Zubri is without a blech, that normally if you put on the food on Erev Shabbos and it becomes so cooked before you Mekabel Shabbos, that it's in Tamek Veralo, the front of the Mekabel, or according to the Ramah, the Zlash of the Mekabel, the story, then you can leave it out without a blech. Here is a new Shiloh. It was all cooked on Thursday, and I'm putting it back on the fire on Friday, Samach LeHashecho, and there's not enough time for it to get cooked before I'm going to be Mekabel Shabbos. So the Ramah quotes the issue as to whether this is Hachzor. So I think the Osameach and Ratzoveshik said this over in Shia, they said that what does this issue depend on, whether there is an Isur Hachzor on Erev Shabbos. The other half of the Rishonim said there is no such thing as Chalak, Yesh Mekilim Chol Zunam, Minik Lach, there is no such thing as Hachzor. And Erev Shabbos on Zohar is only also on Shabbos. So you could say Alpi Pashtu, they deny that that's called Hachzor. Zohar is only on Shabbos. Whatever you do on Erev Shabbos is judged by the Klolim of Shia. Whatever you do on Shabbos is judged by the Klolim of Hachzor. Or you could add on a little more. In order for Taisus to declare that there is an Isur Hachzor on Erev Shabbos min HaHechreyach, Taisus must hold like that Sefer HaYosha the Rabbi Natan that the Sharatim quoted in the Islam of Zion. That the Isur of Hachzor is Shem Yechata. Shem Yechata is a Gzeir. So by putting on the food on Erev Shabbos, when it comes Shabbos and I'm sitting back, my food is still on the fire without a blech, that's when I violate the Isur of Hachzor. Let's say the Isur of Shehiyah. When does a person violate the Isur of Shehiyah? A woman puts a kettle of cold water on top of the fire without a blech, and she goes and she mentions lich, and the water gets cooked on Shabbos. If she would have had a blech, it sounds like it would have been Mutzah. It's a simple reading in the Gemara Mishnah that if you have a blech, you can take a kettle full of cold water, put it on the blech a second before the extension, and then bench lift, and the water gets cooked on Shabbos. That's what it sounds like from the Shulchan Aruch. But the Kidegi quotes the Rashba that it's not so. That even if you have a blech, you're not allowed to put on raw food or completely cold water, that it should start getting cooked on Shabbos. It has to be at least a little bit cooked in the bodyok. So Leipzig said that in Europe there were different minhagim in different communities. He said that in Lithuania they used to follow, he, to the best of his recollection, he used to follow the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch, the simple pshat and the Gemara, that you can take a kettle of cold water and put it on top of the blech on Erev Shabbos and bench this right away, and the water doesn't even begin to cook until after Yom Kippur Shabbos. The blech doesn't even begin to get hot. Everything is ice cold. By the time the woman benches, everything is ice cold. And then the Eresh begins to heat up on Shabbos, so the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch, that's Mutzah. And then Galicia and some parts of Poland, they had the minhag like Rabbi Kiveger that even with the blech, they would first cook the water in advance and then put it on top of the blech. They wouldn't put ice cold water on because Rabbi Kiveger is well as well. The Pashup Shat and Shulchan Aruch is that it's mitzvah even without that. Because the Ramah says a minig is lahakel to Hananya, so therefore you have to, if you make also, you have to go along with his chumra also. According to the Rashba, there's a chumra that goes along with Hananya. Okay. So if you would have talked like the Mechaber Heshes, then this chumra wouldn't exist. It can't exist. If you pass like Hananya, then you can already put in a chumra. Okay.
The difference in homes. The different communities in Europe, they have different practices. In Lithuania, they followed what it says in Shulchan Aruch. And in Galicia and Poland, they used to follow the Chumra of Rabbi Kiveger b'Shem HaRashba. That if left doesn't help, unless it's his Basha from Asim Ebi Vizkoyim.
And nowadays,
whether they sell water,
you think?
The Ramah quotes such an opinion later, and he doesn't recommend that you follow it. He says the minig where he lived, the minig in Krupa was like that, and he says that it's a shracha minig. It's based on a Ran, b'shem ha-Yerushalmi. The Ran quotes such a Yerushalmi that if food was on the blech, we haven't discussed that yet. If food was on the blech in the beginning of Shabbos and you took it off, even hinicha gabi karka, you permitted to put it back on the fire. It's a very difficult. But then it says it shouldn't be mitzvah on the garment. So then the heter is based on the combination of the grower. So the Mishnah Brewer said on page 46 in the Bir Alocha that no mitzvah on the garment, according to the Magen Avraham, goes both on Dovah Gush and on Dovah Lach. Hashemik, according to the grower, it only goes on a Dovah Lach because of the Hashash of the Bishulah Habush and Dovah Lach on the garment. It doesn't go on a Dovah Gush. So if you follow that growth, even on the Tzan HaLagam, it's still Mutter. The question is, all right, it's Mutter, even if you need Chagali Karta. But you still have to have it to Daita Lahakzir. You say, yes, Daita Lahakzir. I took it off the fire at 9 o'clock at night, and I planned to put it back, Daita Lahakzir. Then I went to sleep. Then I went to shul. Then I come home from shul in the morning at 10:45 in the morning, and I put it back on top of the fire. That's called a Hemshech. It's very sad. The Pashtus in the Ramah is, even if you hold from that Hesher, it means I took off the pot from the pot was on the fire. And it was on the fire, but people say, I took it off and I put it on Gabi Karka and it died to the house, I planned to put it back. And then I put it back. 10 minutes later, the Mishnah Brewer says that even if it's found on the Gambre, which is double good, you can make us put it back within this Ramah Hashem Lira. You put it in the refrigerator and you put it back on 12 hours later. That's quite a stretch of a heptah. The pastor says that that's not included in that should not be included in the school of the Ramah. Anyway, the whole school is based on a Yerushalmi that doesn't exist. It's a misprint of the Yerushalmi. The Ran and the Ramban had a Yerushalmi, which we don't have now. You look at Yerushalmi, it doesn't exist. But the Nesu Kalim point out that the other Rishonim don't quote it because they have a different reading. They have the reading that we have in the Yerushalmi, that they don't interpret it like the Ran. It's very far-fetched, the pshat that the Ran says, that the woman took off the kettle, doesn't make any sense to me, I don't think anymore. But the woman took off the kettle on Erev Shabbos, she's walking off the kettle ahead, and then she benches lift with the left hand, and then she, that's what the Gemara says, she wants to put back the kettle. Or the husband took off the kettle, he's walking around the house, and then the wife benches lift, and the husband wants to put the kettle back on. Why was the kettle floating around the house at the time of the lift station? What's going on? Why does the husband go to shul? The whole thing is good. He's not mincing the yeshiva early, that's fine. So why is someone walking around with the kettle? Ron says, the only time you have to have oida biyadai, the only time you need oida biyadai is if it was removed from the fire on Erev Shabbos. You want to put it back on Shabbos, then you have to have oida biyadai. How do you visualize oida biyadai? took off the kettle from the blast, took off the kettle from the fire, and he's walking around with it, and then somebody bench lifts and they want to put it back on. And there Shabbos, he keeps drinking the soup. He's taking out the
mother's.
All the dinim in the perek are talking about that. The whole perek here is talking about that process. The pasuk that it says, they're not talking about that. So the Rambam, how do you show me like that? Parfum. So that's how he says. The Yerushalmi says parfum. But the other Yerushalmi, nobody has that Yerushalmi. How come? Why do they have? Why is Yerushalmi missing? They have a Yerushalmi. We have all the words, but we have a different sentence over there. Svar is very not mustaber also.
According to the
poetry, why do they have to all that here? That taste again. If I put food on top of the fire on Erev Shabbos, then I don't have a blood. And when by the time I bench this, the food is not yet higil, I'm afal ben derusot. And then I violate the Yisra of Shehiyah. At what moment do I violate the Yisra of Shehiyah? When I put the food on top of the fire, that's the Yisra of Shehiyah. It's before Shabbos began. Because I put it on al das, to leave it on Shabbos without a blood, that's the violation. What if the last minute I'll take it off? Or my wife will take it off. I claim to violate the Yisra Shehiyah. I don't care for these dinim derabbanan. I only help in the dinim derayis. And then one of the members of the household comes up and they take it off. So it comes out that I violated Shehiyah even though it didn't happen. Machshav ha'ra. He had a machshav ha'ra. He put the food on top of the fire and Erev Shabbos claiming to leave it there without a blech. And somebody good came over and he picked it up. They put a blech and they put it back down. So they saved me the violation of the Yisra Shehiyah, no? So when does one violate the Yisra Shehiyah? So the pasuk says you violate the Yisra Shehiyah when Shabbos comes in and your food is sitting on top of the fire without a blech, that's when you violate the Yisra Shehiyah. How can you violate an Yisra Shehiyah al pasuk on Shabbos? So the answer is that's the nature of the Yisra. When it comes to the area of Malacha, it's Malacha has to leave. You have to be fully at stake. Either Malacha derayis or Malacha derabbanan. But some zeris are instituted that you violated the Shehiyah al pasuk. Here's a major machlokes of Rishonim, what's the getter who eats the Rav HaChazorah, but the HaChazorah is an eats of Bishalach HaBishol HaGosmah the Rabban Mitam Mevashol, Mastik and Mevashol is an eats of Bishol the Rabban. Oh no, the eats of Rav HaChazorah is also a Gzeir Hashem Yichat is a Gzeir. So if he say that it's an eats of Bishol, then he cannot mid the Rabbanon, then HaChazorah is an eats of Bishol the Rabbanon, then it only makes sense that you can violate Bishol if you do a pool of the Kumri Yaseh on Shabbat. So how can places come up to say such a wild notion that you can violate HaFazara on Erev Shabbos within the last 5 minutes before this bench? You can't violate any Malachas on Erev Shabbos before even Kabbal Shabbos or before Shkia, before Shabbos, before Baruch Hu, before whatever comes first, before Shabbos begins. It's impossible to violate Malachas. So the Hechreach Tetzus is clearly of the opinion that the Yisr HaFazara is a Gzeira. It's not a Malacha in the Rabban, it's a Gzeira. What's Gzeira? Shemi Yechatzah. It's a Gzeira, and Gzeira you can violate. On Erev Shabbos, I put on the food, and when it comes Shabbos, I'm violating the Gzeira, the Shevi Al-Tasa. Some Gzeiras are only violated the Kumbi Yaseh, some are violated the Shevi Al-Tasa, depending on the nature of the Gzeira. But Malachas can never be the Shevi Al-Tasa. The fact that Tesis holds, the fact that Tesis claims that the Mishnah is telling me that there's a din of an Isar HaFazara on Erev Shabbos, not only on Shabbos. The Gemara says it's even mutter to do Hakzara on Shabbos. Mami no, the mutter lahakzara afilu the Shabbos. But mutter lahakzara b'erev Shabbos, that's the makhlek of Shabbos still in the Mishnah. So the fact that there is an Yisr Hakzara on Erev Shabbos, the fact that there exists such an Yisr Hakzara on Erev Shabbos, is within Tesis's way of seeing things is clearly an indication that they are of the opinion that the Yisr Hakzara is exerted, which therefore can be violated. It's possible to violate the Shevi Al-Tas. Same way you violate Shia B'Shevi Al-Tas. So you can violate Hazar, the same Yisra, the Erev Shem Yichat, the same reason. So that's L'cherev Min HaHechreach, to say that Tesis holds that it's not because of Mevashel Mid Rabban, it's because of Shem Yichat, it's Gzeir. Now it could be that the other Rishonim would disagree with Tesis, our L'shitas, that the reason why they disagreed with the other 2 points of Tesis is because they were of the opinion that the Yisra of HaHazar is Mitam Bishol Mid Rabban, and therefore L'shitas, it's impossible to speak of HaHazar on Erev Shabbos. Or one could say, no, that's not the reason why they just hold that the whole concept of Hachzara only applies on Shabbos. That's exactly the distinction between Shehiyah and Hachzara, that Shehiyah means whatever you do on the fire on Erev Shabbos, and Hachzara means whatever you do on Shabbos. But to put food on the fire on Erev Shabbos is so late before, so soon before Shabbos, that it's not, there's not enough time in order that it should get hot, But that is a hell that you can't label that as the half hour period. You don't have to give a whole fancy has a social. So that she said the fancy has the fancy way where you're some math has. That is all that she thought.
So we're trying to tell us what's the difference between our Kabbalah and Shia. Everything to Shia is really kicked up to
No. Shia is if you put it earlier on Shabbat. You put it on the fire before Shabbat, so that by the time Shabbat begins, it's for sure ready hot. But it's not Kamacho Ben Dinasoya. It's hot, but it's not cooked, it's still raw. It's still not Kamacho Ben Dinasoya, I'll leave it a Hanan, or it's still not Mitzamek Meralo, I'll leave it a Rabbanah. However, you're going to pass it. But the Yisra Hakzora will be removed if you put it on so soon, so early, before Shabbat, that there was enough time that it should become, the whole food should become hot. But if you put it so late before Shabbat that the food can't even get hot, that would be a violation of Hakzora, the Shabbat says.
So
it could be, but the pasta is that it's not. Not because of Hashem, but it's Dishon, the Rabbanim. Even though I'm a parent, Dishon, I'm a Dishon, the Rabbanim, it is
Dishon.
That's a Zera. It's only a Zera, it's not Dishon.
Well,
like you said, not Rabbanim, but they make something to do with it. Yeah. That's what they are. Let's say you're not allowed to cook with your left hand, you're not allowed to write with your left hand, Zera, that you write. Every Rabbanim is Zera. But after they made the Zera, but after they instituted the Gzeira, so what's the nature of the Yisus? So the pastor says, if you're not speaking Rashi, can you come along from the Rabbanim? If you hold that it's the Gzeira Shem Yechata, you can't say that he's doing he's doing a Dover HaMutu, which may lead to a Dover HaMutu. So that's called the Gzeira. But if you say Masi Gzeira Mashu, I say that this is so, this is the Shem Yechata. How is that Lucy Toss up the
Gatling?
Well,
you want to there is a concept,
another official in the so therefore, you can say that even the Rabbanon is an extension of that. That Dish Mahabishon with the Rabbanon, even after Mavushal Kalt, even after Mavushal Kalt, there's also Dish Mahabishon with the Rabbanon. Okay.
I think he says that nobody will take it off before Rabbanon is gone. So the only one will take it off is after Rabbanon.
I didn't get that. What was that again?
He said he's starting with an assumption that nobody would ever take it off.
Before Michael
Bernard's court. So therefore. He had that assumption. He said, like this, according to the Ram, that if the bishop wants to call Starkov, the mail is that the Hashash is, you're going to put it back and you can be over in his position.
Hashash by what? Hashara?
By
Hashara.
Yes.
But according
to Tosfos,
what do you mean? He's going to put Hashara's us, he's going to put the food on that's in between Michael Ben Dinasoya and Kol Sarfa? That's Takabishal Deraita? According to Samushan, that's Takabishal Deraita. According to Rashi. According to that, Rashi, that's Bishal
Deraita.
That means that that's why they asked you. No, but that's Deraita. We passed from the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah passed that's Bishal Deraita. Mishnah Gur said that Harbi Rishan and Kol from all there. But we're Choshesh because of the Hashash Yisra Deraita of Bishma. All Yisra of the Rabbanon of Hakzara only comes in, only sets in after the point of Mavusha Kol Tzarek. Even the Samad V'yokalam, the Samad V'ralah, then you have an Yisra of Hakzara. An Yisra the Rabbanon of Hakzara. But before the point of Kol Tzarek, then it would be an Yisra Deraita, Bishma would be passed. We don't allow Hakzara even after Kol Tzarek because he may do Hakzara before that point and that would be an issue there, right? Yeah.
And
trying to the other Rishonim who hold that, well, that after the point of Michael Ben Dinasoya. Because it's far-fetched to talk of a case of a person who's going to be mocked there if it wasn't even he deal with Michael Ben Dinasoya. Okay. So he made four the Shitas. Everything was the Shitas. Okay. Okay.
According to the Ran, where are you being mocked to?
According to the Ran, you're putting it back on top of the blech. You have that roof of Kuma. Agabi Hoish, Agabi Ablech. But normally a blech is not enough. You have to have group of Tuma plus Oida Biyada plus Daita Lahafsis plus Lenin Stan Lagamre. So we're saying the Lenin Stan Lagamre were chiseling away, they're going to the Vilna Goyim.
Which
blech? A blech on top of the burner. There's one there's one fire on, and there's a little blech on top of that one burner.
Right on top.
So Agabi Way. Because you're violating Hakzara to put food back on top of the fire is also. You have to have a blef, but a blef usually is not enough to allow Hakzara. You have to have a blef plus Oida Biyoga plus Daita Lahasa plus Lenin Sana Lagamre. You've got to have all the four conditions. So we chisel away one at a time. So we say, Lenin Sana Lagamre, the Mishnah Berurah claims the point that there's only one is only needed by Dov Alach, Dov Alach, you don't need that condition. The Sana condition in Hilchot Hakzara, that's a condition in Hilchot Bishul. That's to take care of, that's to solve a problem there, right? And Oida Biyada is only needed if he took it off from the fire on Erev Shabbos, wants to do Achzor on Shabbos. But if he took it off of the fire on Shabbos, and wants to put it back on the same day, then you don't need Oida Biyada. So all you need is Daita Lahachzir. So then the question is, this is called Daita Lahachzir. This is called Daita Lahachzir. The guy took it off of the fire, and then he put it in the refrigerator, and then 12 hours later he puts it back on top of the fire. So the Pashtus is that even according to the Ran and the Ramban, it also wouldn't be a heter over there. And the Rambo doesn't recommend that you follow the Ramban. He says Mutav Shir Shogim Lo Mizin. He says the people follow that shita that we don't paskin like. He says you can't be moicher, but he doesn't recommend it at all. And that shita we assume today is a misprint. That there is no such Yerushalmi. And even with the shita, the Pashto says that it still wouldn't help, because if you take it off for 12 hours and put it back, you can't by any stretch of imagination say that that's a hemshach from the Nesina from before. How is that a hemshah?
Those who we divide as well between what's considered Al-Gabe and what's left. So we said it was between a third or a quarter.
Rav Soloveitchik thought, Rav Joshua there, Soloveitchik thought that only on top of the fire that's on, that part of the blech is Al-Gabe, and the rest is not. And generally assumed that it's not so. That part, any part of the blech that Yad Soloveitchik is considered Al-Gabe.
Right. So that's whether it's a third, whether it's a quarter. Is that after? After the burner, or the burner is within the first quarter or the first third?
What do you mean a third or a quarter? Third or a quarter of what?
Of the black. Didn't we divide the black into the third or a quarter? We
didn't do that. There are three parts of the black.
You said there are three parts of the black.
The part of the black that's mamish on top of the burner, that's certainly al gabi hoy. But then you certainly have all the dinim of hachazar.
And how far does that continue?
So if you're going to put it on top, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Rishonim to say that if you put your food, you can take raw food and put it on top of the blech in a place, that even if you leave it till after Shabbos, till after Abdullah, it won't become Yad Soled. So that's Hetagom. If it will just take the chill out, it'll warm it up slightly, but the food will not become Yad Soled. It's till after Abdullah, till after Hetagom, so that's Mutter to put. But then the Shabbos is if you put it on top of the blech in a place that if you leave it till the end of Shabbos, even if you leave it for half an hour, it won't get Yad Soled. But if you leave it longer, you leave it till after Abdullah, then it will become Yad Soled. But it's not directly on top of the fire, it's moved away a little bit, and the blech over there is burning hot, and the food would become Yad Soled if you would leave it till the end of Shabbos. So that's the question. The Rav Soloveitchik Senior thought that that's considered summer. That's not considered a Gabi Rich. And it's generally assumed that that's considered Agabi Hoy, like Rabbi Soloveitchik Jr. Rabbi Soloveitchik. I think most assume that that is considered Agabi Hoy. So that's one way to divide the blech into three parts. If you're really interested in dividing it three parts. On top of the fire, that's certainly Agabi Hoy. Far enough, so far away, that even if you leave the food till after Motzei Shabbos, the food will not become Yad Soled. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Rav and the Rashba that's Mutar Lagamri. Even though one can perhaps disagree with him, but that's what he says. He quotes the Rishonim. So let's assume that it's so. Let's not argue with the Mishnah. What? Yeah, you didn't do anything. If you're doing it in order to set up for Motzei Shabbos, it's a Mishnah of Hachman. It's a different Mishnah. But it has nothing to do with Dishul, has nothing to do with Hakazor or Shehiyah. And then if you put it on top of the blech, not on top of the burner that's on, But on the part of the burner, on part of the blast that's so burning hot, that the food will become yatzolaitis before Motzei Shabbos. So that's a machloek, that's a shaila, whether that's called agabi or it's called the samach. If it's the samach, then we pass that it's mutter to do hasdor of the samach. And if it's called agabi or then it's also, let's say to be out of his eye for the half and so. We discussed on several different occasions if you put food on the fire on Shabbos, it becomes in Bashar on the Kosher. So the Rav and Raj, the thing to be assumed is that there's no violation of Bishah. Yeah, the Mishnah has in Maseches Shabbos and Terekira three different kinds of stoves. There's a Tanur, and there's a Kufach, and there's a Kira. The whole discussion that we gave is because the whole discussion that we had only applies to Kira. It doesn't apply to Tanur. Tanur is very Chomer, and Kira is very Kalim. Kufach is in between. So why do we assume that all of our Tanurim have the status of Kira? Because the Rama says so. Tanur Shalom and Kira Shalom. What does that mean? But the Ramah lived in the 1500s, and according to the Bali Atayas, he lived in the 1000s. So we live in the 1900s. So Tanur Shalom and Kira Shalom. The Hale Girishayan said Tana Shalom Kikir Shalom, and that's it, that's clear in the Islamah. How can that be? Why is Tana Shalom Kikir Shalom? So the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah quote that there is a Machlokes in the Rishonim. Why? What is the meaning of this statement? That's on page, this statement appears on page 41, Daf Chof Aleph. By the letter Chof Ches in the Ramah, the Tanurim Shalom Udinam Kikir. So the Mishnah Bruna and the Magen Avraham quote two opinions. Why? One opinion is that from the Rabbeinu Hananel that Tanur only has the fullness of Tanur if it's a Tanur Shel Machpen. It's a baker's oven that they bake bread in. That's not much hotter than a normal stove or a normal oven. So a normal stove or oven in a regular house is not Dina Kitana, Dina Kitana. How is it not as hot as it is in Brooklyn? The other opinion is different, that tanur means if you have a wide floor and a narrow and structure. The tanur has a wide floor, and you put the logs of wood on the bottom, and you strike a match and make a fire, and then you have walls around the tanur, and all of the heat is concentrated, and then you have the pot, and there's an opening on the top of this box, and the opening is not gigantic, and then you have your pot sit in the opening till it fills up the entire space over there. So all of the heat is concentrated on this pot. So that's the definition of a tanur. But if all of the heat is not concentrated, but rather like if you add the fire on top of the stove, like we have a gift ratings on top of the stove, an electric stove, so a lot of the heat is lost on the side of the pot, the heat is absorbed, not all concentrated, so that's not dino kitana, that's dino kikira. These are the two reasons why the Rishonim say the tanur shalom kikira shalom. The courage to make a difference. Yeah, I was left on
the
So you're getting all the water.
It's structured in such a way that all of the heat that comes from the element only goes into the water.
None of it goes out
on this song. So maybe that's what happens in the Tanur. What would the Nineveh Tanur do? The Nineveh Tanur is at itself, even if it's also to do Shihi, even if it's Gufo Tuma. If it's a true default, can say, but so you have a time about that you can't regulate. Either it's plugged in and it works, or it's not plugged in and it doesn't work. You can't make it a higher level. So I think there's a Frank and others from 70 years ago were all heard that whenever you have an electrical appliance, there's nothing to be machate about, nothing to either it's on or it's off. But you can't make it higher, you can't make it lower, you can't regulate it. But then it's zero to group of two, has the same status group of two. Right? The group of two is good to be mate shahir. If it's a kira, but if it's a tanner, even Buddha Tumma doesn't know. If you're really going to declare that the electric samovar is Dino Kitanur because none of the heat is lost, all the heat is concentrated on the food, then even Buddha Tumma wouldn't have. And some will make them, we say that anything that's less than the tanner shall not turn is not called a tanner. That's the mini girl of Mahapa. But if you have taka tanner shall not turn, then the Mishnah Gurus is then you got to be Mahmet. At least that you have to ask. You can't say every Tana Shalana can cure Shalat. What if you have Taka Tana Shalakhan? So then it is a cure. Then it's a Tana. Then it will be yours. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. You are called upon the Tana Shalakhan. You have to treat it like a Tana. But then you have no head. You have no food. I don't know. I don't think it's harder. Gotta find out. Yeah. He's the man who knows. Yeah. What's the dinner of Hachazara? We learned you can, if you take off food, you can put it back on top of that left, you can put it back on top of the different so that I take it off one stove, put it onto another stove on top of the left. What if I take it off from on top of the stove and I want to put it inside an oven? I want to put it inside the oven. So you have to have, in order to do hachzor, you have to have gufa ktuma or the order of the to learn in tongue legomer. But how are you going to have gufa ktuma if it's inside the oven? Well, we have all of them. So what are you going to say gufa ktuma on what? What are you going to cover up over there? What's that gufa ktuma? So let's already say lakula. By covering up the knobs, or removing the knobs, is considered group of things. So we'll take off all the knobs, we'll tape up the knobs. I want to take off food from on top of the blur, but got to be able to be out of the dice of the house, I want to do it and put it back inside the oven. Now let's say I left some food in the oven on the Erev Shabbos, I take it out on Friday night in order to serve some good, and I want to put the rest of it back in. Or to be out of the Daita Lahas, which is the Mutal Lahas to go to. So the Morgan Avram quotes a Gemara, somehow the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote it. The Morgan Avram on the side quotes the Gemara that even though it's Mutal Lahas here, that's only Al Gabi Ha Kira. But Lahas to Lotecha Kira, there's no Hesha. Whether the food started off from Al Gabi Ha Kira, or the food started off Mitecha Kira. If you're going to be mastered El Techa Kira, then there's no Hesha.
And the next mission to do is the next right afterwards, he says, that if you get yourself out, if you get yourself out at that place, then you can sort of get it after. It's not Mahmoud.
Mr. Gurd is talking about when you have a hole on the top of the cure and you lower the pot in it. But he discussed how low do you have to lower the pot that it should be considered on top of. Part of the pot is still on top. Part of the
you have a tripod above a fire, so you can the tripod above the HBCU, the level of HBCU, that'll be all above, right?
So part of the pot is still
here
in our
oven, you have an element on the bottom of the oven,
yeah.
Or on the top of the oven, That is the that's all we need. And we have a relic that he's looking to spend in the year.
Yeah, but I don't think we don't have any of the pots sticking out on top. I think the all those flawed in the Mishnah Berurah, how far down the pot has to be that it should be called Otoko is, because you're taking the pot and lowering it like this. If part of it is above, part of it is below. But if you open the side door and then you put it in like this, the whole pot is Otoko. Nothing is on top.
Can't put it so the new child is put in the bone and you set out a four of the key. You know, it's going to be out of house. The four that they come from the four of the key.
They can't go around down the floor. They lower it all the way in. They lower it from the top all the way in through the hole. But that's a shiloh in the tour for our gabba. But by us, there's no shiloh. We don't have any hole on top that we suspend the pot through. We open the side and you put it in, so then it's only no tour.
The
I don't think so. I don't think so. What's the reason why it's also the hospital toko? The Gemara never explains why. Why is it that they had to have their own new clothes on Gabbos and doesn't apply on toko? Who says? It's more messy than the last one. It's certainly unfair. The Rosh Born Iran, that the problem is Bishlam. Yeah. What if you all like Kost, and that the problem is Shemri Yechatsa? So why is it up to the hospital church? It has nothing to do with Bishlam at all. So before you have to give a different talk. So what can be a different talk? So Memorah told they should learn the Gemara. He thought that the reason why it's also not Tocha is because it looks like it's no longer a Hemshah from before. That whenever it is exposed, that the pot is once exposed, then you return it back inside the Tana, whether it started from inside the Tana, it started from on top of the stove, doesn't matter. Whenever you place it inside the stove, then it's going from outside to inside, so that's no longer considered a hemshah from before. So you could have to have hakazara whenever you permit it to be off-road, because it's considered a hemshah from the fact that it was on the fire from before. And then I say it's called Shia. It's considered a hemshah from the fact that I put it on the air shop. And over here, you can't consider the hemshah. Putting it into the oven is considered like it's a brand new thing. Because before it was exposed, now it's over. It looks very good. That's why you thought that it should apply even by our oven. Somehow, because for some reason or another, it shouldn't apply to our oven. So they should say it doesn't understand why not. He said that you shouldn't be permitted to be master of Tercha Oven, even by us, even if you have a group of Kuma. Of course, and if you don't have any group of Kuma, and some shuls that make a group of Kuma in the oven, how do they do that? They take a big sheet of metal and they put it on the floor of the oven. So how is that group of tumor? The floor of the oven is anywhere a sheet of metal. The floor of the oven has holes where the heat goes through. So it takes this big sheet of metal and they put it on top of the floor and a hole of tumor store. So how is that group of tumor? Manishtana. So it doesn't affect anything. I put the food on the rack inside the oven. And that sheet of metal on the floor doesn't affect anything. It doesn't make anything hotter or colder, absolutely nothing. It doesn't have to at all. Not ever had to. How's that have to? I don't think it's going to have to anything. I will pick up and throw down the floor. And then I have a floor of the other like this, and I take a sheet of metal and I put it on top of the floor of the upside. Mind you, I have a kind of hand in it. If you have a fire, where it comes in from the hole in the bottom, which you burn, covered in the bowl, not well, if you have the sheet of metal to cover the holes, it wouldn't work. A lot of the caterers have like that. A lot of shows have like that. They have a big sheet of metal and they put it in on top of the floor of the oven and then that floor comes in through the house. No, the sheet of metal is smaller than the floor of the oven, so you just push it back and the hole in the front brings the heat up. So how is that a group of cooling? You put a piece of metal on top of the piece of metal, so you fold the oven, you start to stick the stick as it was before. I've no idea what to do. But it's not. An oven or a furnace in the middle of the room So that when it was cold in the winter, they had no sense of heat. So the winter, they would turn on, they would make a fire with the logs. And that would keep all the people warm. The people would have to huddle in the oven and keep warm. What would they do on Shabbat? And they're not allowed to make a fire. So they would have to be great to make a fire. I come in and I'll be not allowed to go to the room more on Shabbat. So they relied on the Maharam Rittenberg's cooler, the Hako Chayla Neto Tina. And he might have been cool, but there's some analysis. Chayla Shemis Hakanami and Nafi is Mutter, even if it's beneath the Raisa. I have to not have to light a fire. It must be now to meet the Malacha Deraisa. However, the Makma Chayla Shemis Hakanami, that's Mutter. So what if I ask the Nachri, we have a case, what if I ask the Nachri to take the pot off of the coal in such a way that it's the grace that it's going to be the pasta? Can I do Havara and Tibur? So then I'm much better for the Mata, but that's Mata. So the same over here, what if I ask the Goy to please turn on to make a fire in the furnace in order to warm everybody up in the room because everybody's chilly and they're going to catch a cold. So things got on me when Akhri is not there because half the color makes a pino. And that's what the Akhri has in mind, to make the fire in the furnace to warm everybody up that they shouldn't catch a cold. Even though there are some pots there on top of the furnace that are going to get heated up now on Shabbos. That's the situation. So there's no argument with nothing on the situation. Mr. Brewer points out that it depends. What kind of a furnace is it? If it's a furnace that's intended to have logs to warm the people up in the winter and also has a spot on top in order to put pots in order to cook up the food. But that's not a situation. That's a better understand. What is enough for you? Hold on. Because when you see that there are pots on top, obviously, when he's going to light the fire, he's going to accomplish two things. He's going to heat up the food and he's going to warm up the people in the room. So we're talking about a situation where it's not a furnace that has a special Mokum on top that's miyuchat for putting pots in order to heat up the food. It's only a furnace for heating up the food. And once in a while they leave things on top. So there happens to be a pot on top. So the Nachri, when he heats up this furnace, is really only intending to make it warm for the people. He's not intending at all to heat up the food. That's the situation that the food is going to get heated up. So we're assuming that that's mutter. So assuming that that is mutter, I mean with enough, even though there's going to be a segregation of warming up the food is mutter. How does the food get there though? How does the food get there? Because I'm not allowed to put the food on Shabbos. That's not that the food was there from Erev Shabbos, but I'm not allowed to put food on Shabbos. And even if the food was cooked already, I'm not permitted to, Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Magen Avraham, I'm not permitted to put the food on Shabbos, even though the furnace is not cold. 8 o'clock in the morning is cold, knowing in advance that the Nachri is going to come in at 9 o'clock and heat up the furnace. Why? Because that's Echad Nasan Asamai, Echad Nasan Asai, Echad Nasan Asamai, Potter, Potter Avalas. So since I know in advance that the Nachri is going to light a fire, so that's an ether of Groma. Even though it's a human activity that's going to have to come later, it's not a natural force that's going to come automatically. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes that Magen Avraham that it's still an ether. But the Mishnah, but the Ramah says, what if I hear the Nachri, I do Amir the Nachri. Normally Amir the Nachri is forbidden on everything. Now let's do Amir and Nachri, not that the Nachri should do an Issa Deraisa, not that the Nachri should do an Issa Derabbanan. But what happens if I hear the Nachri, two different Nachri over here? So this, the same Nachri is not going to work. You have to have two Nachri over here. I ask one Nachri to take out the food from the refrigerator and put it, the food that's fully cooked already. and put it on top of the stove over there. Then I get another knocking, I say, everybody's freezing in the house, can you please light the oven? So everybody will warm up. And maybe there's some food over there, but that's not a mokum you use for putting food, for warming up the food. There's normally a furnace for warming up the people. So when the Nachi lights the furnace, his only sole intention is to warm up the people, so that's a hetzer on the Nachi, that he shouldn't get sick. But the Mela, the hetzer is, you know, there's going to be a situation that his food is going to get cooked. So there are more things that that's Musa. So the Chiddush is the first here. I'm permitted to ask the Nachi, number one, to put the food from the refrigerator on top of this stove. Even though I know in advance that I'm going to ask Nachri number two later to turn on the heat in the stove in order to warm everybody up in the room. But if I would put it on top of the furnace, it would be also warm, because I know what I'm doing. Nachri's number one also knows what she's doing. What if you're putting it on top of the furnace for? You understand I'm going to get another Nachri to turn on the fire in the furnace. Which we do every week. So the Nachri number one knows why she's putting the food on top of the Nachri number two is apparently a 70 moron. Every week we do the same thing. He doesn't understand that when he lights the fire, he doesn't see the pots like this in the front. He doesn't see the pots in the back, whatever. It's a furnace that's miyuchat for warming people. It's not miyuchat for cooking any food. So he doesn't really understand. He doesn't realize. Adayam is that still doesn't realize that when he called upon to light the fire in the tanur, that he's even cooking up the food. So knocking on the two is mutter. Fine. Amir the knocking on the situation is mutter because he doesn't have that in mind. He's got this. Knocking on the one. Why is that mutter? Don't we say that Amir the knocking is also even on Yisurim de Rabbon? And I myself, I'm not allowed to do this. So what's the story of here? This is a grommet, this is a lower level of a grommet. The more serious level of grommet solves the machlokes tesis in my house. So we're marking on that. The grommet is often their bone. It's a lower level of grommet. It's a grommet where the kriyat hakel is going to be a human tool. It's not going to be a natural force that's going to happen by itself. But the wisdom is still up there that I should do it in person. But to do Amir al-Nachri on that, that's mutter. Why? Why exactly is that mutter? What exactly they have to hear? What's that? Shvus the shvus come up in this one? Why is it mutter? So Amir al-Nachri to do a grommet of hachazora. Even if I would do it myself, it would only be hachazora. The food is cooked already. So Amir al-Nachri to do a grommet of hachazora. So what's exactly the cloud over here? Why is it not there? Because that drum is also a less than what it has to do. What exactly is the food that I have for here? Why is it not there? How many drabonas do you have to have over here? You have an awful lot of drabonas here. The mirror of Nafa Yad Hafadora, which we usually forbid. We don't hold like that Maharit. The Mishnah Berurah says we talking against the Maharit even B'dieved is a shayla. Mishnah Berurah is willing to say that B'dieved will be makom. That if he doesn't have anything else to eat on Shabbos, we'll say B'dieved you can rely on Maharit. Not from this. But there's a mirror and Nachri and Hafzare and an oifen of Grom, lower level of Grom, second level of Grom, not the first level. What's exactly the combination of the Hatir? Very unclear here. What's the din? I'm even knocking on something that's not an Easter Malacha, it's not even an Easter of Zaira. What if you do? I'm even knocking to do Hakona. Which I'm going to have a lot of mouth and I want to set up on Shabbos. I'm not allowed to set up the tables in the kids. I have all day long Shabbos. I'm not allowed to set up. What if I ask the Nachri to set up on Shabbos afternoon for Mitzvah Shabbos? Is that mutter or not? Amir al-Nachri on Hachana. Hachana is a different kind of mitzvah. The Mishnah talks about that a little bit. Also, it's unclear on page 52, the end of Reish Nun Dalet. Which is cut in Mem Gimel of the Mishnah Berurah. As a Shaila,
somebody put in so much bread in the oven on Erev Shabbos, a ton of bread on Erev Shabbos. They have a camel ton of baton and go yom, so you're permitted to leave it in. Then the question is, how are you going to take it out? What's the problem? Can you take it out? Take out the loaf of bread, what's the problem? The Shabbos is, but I don't need so much bread for Shabbos. I'm only one person, all by myself. I have no wife, I have no children. I have 55 loaves of bread in the oven on Shabbos. I'm going to flop if I eat so much bread on Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah says, there's an Issa, and then Gimli says there's an Issa Hakana if you take out all the bread. What do you mean there's an Issa Hakana? Let's say I finished, let's say I have Shalashudas on Shabbos afternoon. Sorry, Dab Mincha, 1:30, I have Shalashudas, it's 2 o'clock, and then I had a little bit of Shalashudas. I don't know, how can I have both of Shalashudas? Okay. So I'm on milk and shalashudas, and then I have the milk out. I don't plan to drink any on the yakke, and everything is exactly so. I'm not going to drink another drop of milk until tomorrow morning at 8:05. Breakfast on Sunday morning. I'm not going to drink any milk until tomorrow morning. So am I allowed to put the milk back in the refrigerator or not? I'm not going to drink. I'm not allowed to put it back in because it's not on the table. It's a big container. He took out a big container and he drank some root. Now the Shabbos is that hakana. Is that hakana? He's not doing hakana. He doesn't want his milk to get spoiled. That's not hakana. I'm not doing today for tomorrow. I want to maintain my property. I want to save my property. So some of that's not a nisa hakana. No? So what's over here? The guy put 55 loaves of bread into the oven on Erev Shabbos. Shabbos, we're only going to have maximum 6 loaves of bread. Lechem Mishnah Friday night, Lechem Mishnah Shabbos morning, Lechem Mishnah Shabbos
morning.
Bro, what are you going to do with the remaining loaves of bread over here? He's not going to eat them on Shabbos. But if he leaves them in the oven, they're going to get burnt. They won't exist. They're going to get burnt. So he quotes there, Yo Rabbi is make your leaving to take it out yourself. The Malkum Seder Sheyis Kalkul Hapas. What do you mean he's make? He's make to violate Hakana, Mishun Seder, Mishun Hetzin Mamet. I don't think that's what it means. I think he means, I'm not sure. I think after looking at Yo Rabbi, he wouldn't do. I'm guessing that it means, what he probably means is that whenever there's a Malkum Seder, that's not called Hakana. It's not called that I'm making today for tomorrow. I'm making today for today. I don't want my 55 loaves. I don't want the 40. I'm only going to eat 6. I don't want the 49 loaves to be held up and even. I don't want them to get burned to a crisp. So I'm making today for today that the loaves shouldn't get destroyed. So the Elio Rabbah says that the Malkum Seder she's kafala passes no eat to hachonah. So why does the Magen Avraham say that you should get Aydei Eino Yehudi? Magen Avraham says in that case you should get an Eino Yehudi to take it out. Apparently the Magen Avraham thinks that it's careful for the Eino Yehudi. That he can eat, let him take out the wool of bread and eat a little bit, meat loaf of bread, and let it be achana today for today. This, that to put the food back into the refrigerator is not a violation of achana today for tomorrow, it's achana today for today in order to save my food. Yeah, that's only because there's no other. There's no way to avoid the Yisrael HaKhonim other than saying that he's saving his food today for today. But here, why do you allow him to remove the food from the oven that he should eat it during the week? The 49 extra loaves he should eat during the week. Let him take out all the 55 loaves today and take a slice from each one of the loaves of bread. So it will be a HaKhonim today for today. And Lamai, he doesn't want to do that. He really has an option of doing that. Instead of eating up 6 whole loaves, let him take one slice from each of the 55 loaves, a tiny bit. It'll be each loaf, the removing of each loaf will be a hakana today for today. As soon as he has that option, he doesn't want to do that, that means that he's saving the loaves for tomorrow. So that's really hakana. That's when the Magen Avraham says, you should get Aydei Eino Yehudi. And if you get Aydei Eino Yehudi, then it's muta. Hakana is muta, Aydei Eino Yehudi. I'm even happy he's muta on hakana. Is that what he said? He doesn't mean that.
Is that what the Mogen Avraham means? You can rely on that Svarah that it's not called Hachonis Bechlal with respect on Mi'ul and Ofer.
I don't think it's permissible. I don't think it's permissible. There are catering halls where they have weddings on the Tzvei Shabbos, and they allow Nochem to set up on Shabbos afternoon. So there's a certain prominent Talmud Chacham who said that it's permissible. He said that there's no Yitzhak Amir and Nachi on Achon. Amir and Nachi is only on Malachas. Amir and Nachi is only on Malachas, that's against the Gemara. The Gemara says it's Amir and Nachi on Dabar Dogor. Like, I'm not permitted to ask a Nachi if he'll come to fix my order deal on Monday afternoon. Amir and Nachi, I'm not with Dabar Dogor, I'm not allowed to talk in Shabbos if that works, that's going to be done. I'm not permitted to ask a Nachri on Friday to speak to another Nachri on Shabbos that he should come and fix my other deal on Monday. That's the Gemara, not Kufnum. So I'm there. And the Gemara says, Pshita, that it's a. The Gemara says, Pshita. Why gives the whole fancy answer why it's not a Pshita? The first Gemara holds Pshita, why is it called Pshita? That I'm there, and Nachri applies to Dabba Dabba. So you see from the Gemara look at that I'm there, and Nachri applies to anything I'm not allowed to do. I'm not allowed to have the Nachri do either. If the Din of Amir and Nachri would have been only applicable to Hilchas Shabbos, but then it's right to say that it's only limited to certain aspects of Hilchas Shabbos, only the Melachos, only the Gzeiros, whatever, not the Zayt Gedina. But the Gemara Bav Mesiya has an Ibayat Balei Shita. What's the Din of Amir and Nachri in Kalakar Rekula? Whether Amir and Nachri is only a Shabbos Gedina or it applies in Kalakar Rekula? And that Ibayat Balei Shita is a Machlokes. What are you doing? Ibayat Balei Shita and Din of Rabbanim. So that's what we just discussed. That's Machlokes Tosfos in the Raivit on the one hand against the Rambam. Rambam says the Kula. Amir and Nachri is Mutter and Kol HaKar Kula. The only quote that case that the Gemara has. The Gemara seems to have presented the topic where Amir and Nachri is only limited to Shabbos and Yom and Kalamoy, or it applies to Kol HaKar Kula. The Gemara was mine off Kavina, so the Gemara gives one case. What about doing Sirius by the Yom? What about doing for Tzatzim Shor Tzishma Yarei Yatsim? The Rambam writes that those two are up. The Rambam understood the Gemara that it's only a local topic, it's not a topic in Kol HaKar Kula. It's not a general topic. But the Raivis and Tzatzim understood that it's a general revival of sheep in Kol HaKar Kula. And they both say, look, Umar, you're not permitted to ask an offer to plant Kelayim for you. You're not permitted to ask an offer to make a statue for you. You're not permitted to ask an offer to do anything that you're not allowed to do. So once you assume that that's in Vayit Lashiti Gola Chumra, that Amir and Nachri is also in Kol HaKar Kula, then it doesn't make sense to distinguish and differentiate between Hilchos Shabbos Gufo between Malachis and Zeris on the one hand as opposed to Hakonah. That in the area of Hakonah, Mechon, the Shabbos Lachol, Amir and Nachri is Musa. Let Hakonah and Shabbos be the same as Shar Kol HaKar Kula, that Amir and Nachri is also on everything. Shar Kol HaKar Kula is... I mean, in Hilchos Shabbos, Amir and Nachri is also even on their Rabbanim. So, Shar Kol HaKar Kula, it's only also on their Raisim. Why should that be so? Why? Yeah, but the Gemara had a suffix in Bav Mesiya that tzaddik, whether Amir and Nachri is only limited to Shabbos Yom to the Chalamayda, or it should apply in Kol HaKar Kula. The Tosfos in the right is say lechumer. If you stop it, you have to go lechumer. But lechumer means lechard that anything that applies in Hilchos Shabbos applies equally to Kol HaKar Kula. So in Hilchos Shabbos, we know that everything is included in Amir and Nachri also. Whether you ask Nachri to do an Issa Deraita, you ask him to do an Issa Derabbanan. You have a shluz, the shluz is mutter, but makam mitzvah, the makam has to move. But otherwise, Amir and Nachri and Derabbanan is also. Shluz, the shluz is up. Only the Machem has Meruba, the Machem Mitzvah, the Machem Tzara to be Mutter. So why should one assume that Amir and Nachri should be Mutter on Achon? Torah should be off. The same is Amir and Nachri on Dabba Dabba that the Gemara said the same said itself. You know, Dabba Dabba is not for me Yisturi Malacha on Shabbos. Not related to the same Malacha for Zaytigir. So Hachana should also be covered with Amir and Nachri Shabbos.
If you hold that Amir and Nachri bar punish and Ashur, so what about if the Nachri does it may ask more, but specifically produce the benefits from the mass necessarily itself?
Yeah.
So, Kapan, if I lay in that punish, that would be that also be up?
What did he did it. Okay. You have to wait till this day she asked him.
First, I heard someone said that there should be an afternoon in between. I don't know why. Between Charles and the condition.
They want?
And if they say they want to cut out carriage, let's say on Shabbos, the most day Shabbos, so that was good. If they wanted to put a pot into the oven, even out themselves, without telling them, so that would be us. You'd have to stop them, whatever.
Nobody wants to stop them. They're cooking our food, that's fine.
But we wouldn't have to stop them from cutting up carrots?
Why not? We should stop them from cutting up carrots also. The pasuk is not mirror enough for you,
Zoss.
It's not a
mirror. I mean, they feel it on their they do what they have to do for the food.
Yeah, but they're engaged by the Jew to do the work for the Jewish caterer. So the caterer has to tell them, I don't want you to do the work on Shabbos. I don't know. From here in Reish Nun Gimel, the Ramah has his temper. But Amir and Nachri and Gromna on the lower level of Gromna is Mutlah. That's the Ramah. The impression is why she got himself. I mean, the first Nachri doesn't know why she's putting the fire. Obviously, she knows. Obviously, she understands that the fire is going to be kindled later, that this fire is going to get heated up. The second Nachri doesn't realize. The second Nachri does realize, then it's not the Amir and Nachri is gracious, then it's Amir and Nachri Mamish. It's Mamish Amir and Nachri. So it's a little bit unclear. From this Ramah, the Chari, you see against the Chazayin Ish. Chazayin Ish has this parenthesis, he tries to parenthesis, but the Pashtus is that you see against the Chazayin. Chazayin Ish said that the Pai set up a Shabbos clock. And the electric stove goes on in the middle of Shabbos, and I left the food on top of the stove from before Shabbos. So on Shabbos I didn't lift a finger. The Chazanish says that setting up such a system is a violation of HaChazorah. I believe on Shabbos no one did anything. If a Nachri takes my food in front of the refrigerator and he puts it on top of the fire and there's no black, and I come home and I see that it's on the fire, then the Ramah says I have to take it off in order not to continue violating HaChazorah, because my food was returned on top of the fire on Shabbos. You know, I didn't do the returning of the food on the fire, but still, my food was returned. I did my Tehadah on the fire on Shabbos, so that's my violation of HaChazorah. But what happens if I set up a Shabbos clock, but by the fire goes on Shabbos? Also, my food was returned on top of the fire on Shabbos, but not I did my Tehadah. It happened all automatically. Nobody did the Maitre HaChazorah, so the Chazanish claims that's also HaChazorah. Hachzor is a Xerah, if Hachzor is an Ether of Bishol Medira Boron, so then it's not Shach to violate Bishol because you set up a system Mebod Yoman Erev Shabbos. But since we assume Lahalocha, then Hachzor is not an Ether of Bishol, but it's rather an Ether of Shem Yichat, so it's a Xerah, can be violated even Shebi Altas, even totally be Shebi Altas, even if I set everything up Mebod Yom. That's what the Chazon says. But the Pashtus and Israel, you see, not so, no? So the Ramah speaks about the second Nachri kindling the flame inside the oven in order to keep all the balabatim in the apartment warm, because HaKochel makes a tina. And then the Mele, the food that the first Nachri put on top of that oven, on top of this Tana Beis HaChoreth, is going to get heated up, it's going to get warmed up. But since the Nachri didn't intend that, so that's Amir and Nachri and Stigresha, that's Mufa. Yes, but forget about Amir and Nachri and Stigresha, but isn't it HaKzorah? According to the Chazanish, whenever my food gets returned back on top of the fire, even the Yelo, even if it was done by a Shabbos clock, so it happened automatically. Nobody did a pu'ula. No human being did a pu'ula of HaChazor. I still say that it's a violation of HaChazor. So let this Ramah be a violation of HaChazor. The Chazanish somehow tries to get out of it. But the Pashat of Shabbos Ramah is not like the Chazanish. The Pashat of Shabbos Ramah is that it's Mutter. It's not a violation of HaChazor. The Chazanish entitled to the thing. But the Ramah says that it's Mutter.
The food is
yeah. That's less food on the stove, on electric stove on Erev Shabbos. It's low temperature the whole Friday.
Even if it isn't Stam Lagamra, that's an issue of Bishalaha Bishal Bidavalak
if I want to put it on. But that's an issue of, according to the Magen Avraham, HaChazorah. I took it off and I want to put it back on. It's an issue of HaChazorah. But here I don't do anything.
I absolutely don't do anything on Shabbos. I set everything up on Bo-Yom, on Erev Shabbos. No, but the fire goes on Shabbos. So the Chazon Ish says, what's the difference whether I put the food on top of the fire on Shabbos, or the food is there and the fire goes on Shabbos? And either way, it's a violation of Hafazor. Either it happened automatically, it was untouched by human hands. So he says, so what? He can violate Hafazor totally, B'Shevi Al-Tas, even if nobody did the act of Hafazor. He set it up on Erev Shabbos on a mechanical system in such a way that it's going to become Muzah Me'elah.
So he's coughing the work by a timer
that works? A coffee maker that works on a timer that works? That every half hour it cooks up water?
No. That's the time during the
day. Oh, that's the Shaila, right. So the Ramah sounds like he holds that would be Muzah. That's what it sounds like.
We have a
little
motion.
Oh. The only shaila is, there's a different question. There's a Mishnah, I'll let you point out, there's a Mishnah that says, Tana Shulchan B'Shabbos is awesome. So the question is, does that mean that there's a sepik there that Rabbanah? Tana Shulchan B'Shabbos, you're not allowed to drink even though it's Shulchan B'Hetek Gomor? So Rachel claims that he thought that Rav Chaim said that. The Tosh of Shani Gemara is not so. He learned the Gemara then, the top of the Lama Tess on the day, the Gemara seems to say that the reason why Tam Shulchan Shabbos is also because they were in violation of some kind of an Easter, the Rabbon, or their Reiser. But if they wouldn't be in violation of any Easter, everything that they did was the Hetek Gomor, then it wouldn't be also. So Rachel told over a story about Rav Chaim that he was once in a... In an inn, there was a meeting of the Rabbanim of Poland, and I'm kind of this, and there was a guy who took a kettle of water and he heated it up on Shabbos in order to drink some coffee at tea and stuff. And usually when you cook coffee, you put more water than you really need. So he cooked a cup and a half of water, and drank his coffee, and he walked away. So there was still a little hot water left in the kettle. So since Nafi didn't intend, he did a melacha bad action, he didn't do the melacha on behalf of any himself. So one of the Rabbanim saw us, that it would be permissible to drink the leftover hot water. So he ran quickly in order to get the water. He was interested in having a hot drink, and he didn't have any hot tea in the hotel. He was interested in taking the leftover water. So the officer that Rav Chaim said that was awesome. That's a separate gezeira. But even though the Mishnah says that if a nachri does malacha b'shvil atzmo, let that nachri detach hay from the ground in order to feed his bema. Or he drew water from a well in order to feed his bema. And then he leaves over the leftover hay, the leftover water. So the Mishnah says that let's say enough, he turned on the lights in order to read something. Then he walks out of the room. And he only had himself in mind. He didn't have anybody else in mind. Then he walks away. So the Mishnah says in Kukhad Beitam and Aleph that he throws committed to the manna from what's left over. Because the only time he throws from the honey from Lachat Anachi is if he did it for the Yisrael. If he did it for a whole group of people, it's either Rav Yisrael or Machta Machti Yisrael. But if he only did for himself, he didn't have in mind any Israelim, but then he saw submitted to be netted from the leftover. That's the whole Mishnah with the Gemara Kuz Chabay from Rav till the end of the parish. Till the end of the parish called Tishman. Mishnah Lachum, okay. Sometimes it will be a problem. And water is not Mishnah Lachum. Water is not a commercial chai to the Mishnah Lachum. It would be something else. It would be a problem. So Rav Soleshi said that he heard that his grandfather at time held that it was also a separate Easter. We have water, a separate Easter of Mishnah Shulchan B'Shabbos, that you're not allowed to drink. Also, Berechitza B'Shtir. You're not allowed to use it for bathing, you're not allowed to use it for drinking. What's that? This? Why is it different? Hadder is Habalom. The Gemara has it. They used to have, on Daf Mem Amud Aleph, a Balon is a bathhouse dependent. So there's Mana Tanoim, some of his Manas are also where they have their public bathhouses. The bathhouse attendants are not the most religious Jews. If the Jewish, they're not the most religious Jews. Religious Jews usually get other they enter into other professions. Doctors, lawyers, dentists, rabbis, whatever. But they don't become bathhouse attendants. So they weren't so observant. So many of these Jews who would be bathhouse attendants would be Mechal and Shabbos. So they would heat up the water on Shabbos, rather heat up the water on Erev Shabbos and use up so many logs that they have to come, so they would heat up the water on Shabbos. And the Jews would come to bathe on Shabbos and hot water and the public bath, or to use this fit in the steam room and this bathhouse. So the Tanoim saw that the Balon were Mechal Shabbos, so they prohibited they prohibited bathing in hot water on Shabbos, even if it's true that the water was heated up on their Shabbos.
the bathhouse, when the religious Jews would come to the bathhouse and they wanted to use the water, the hot water on Shabbos, so they would ask the Jews in charge, when was it heated up? So they would know the answer. They would say, heated up on Erev Shabbos, the Hesed Gomer with the Hasgach of the Rabbanut. You have a sign on the front under the supervision of the rabbi. And it wouldn't be true. They would heat up the water on Shabbos because they didn't want to spend so much money to leave the logs burning all the time. So they would tell a lie to the Tanoim so that they were Mechalei Shabbos. So they said, and even if it's true that the water was heated up on Erev Shabbos, it's an easy to bathe in hot water. Let's say a guy wants to take a hot bath on Friday night. For whatever reason, I don't know, he wants to take a hot bath. He's going to be dancing a lot on Friday night, and he wants to take a hot bath. So he wants to fill up his bathtub on Friday before Shabbos, all full of burning hot water. So that Friday night, the water will still be lukewarm a little bit. But the Gemara says that you're not allowed to. Not shuhu, even the Ereshah. To take a bath on Shabbos, even in hot water, that was the same shuhu from the Ereshah. This is us. The separate Easter. That's the Xeris HaBalonim. So Rav Soloveitchik said in the name of Rav Chaim that this is included in the Xeris HaBalonim. That water, even if the water was heated up on Shabbos, the Heter Gomor, but it was heated up on Shabbos, it's also Berechit Zavishtiyah. A separate Xeris HaBalonim. That's the question, is that true? The Pasha of Shabbos and Yilani Gemara, on the test of the days, on the top five lines. Top line, Maisa shows on Shidrav, Yasu Rabbanim, Baklas Manu, Dama Mesa Hel. The Gemara seems to say that the reason why the Yasu B'di'evid is because the Anshei Tveri and the Mishnah had violated some Easter or another. There are three different interpretations in the Gemara, and it tells us exactly what Easter they violated, but they violated some kind of an Aver. But if nobody violated anything, the guy walked into the kitchen and he heated up some hot water, then he walked away. And now I'm going to drink the leftover water. So then the Pasha this is that it should be covered with the Hesed, and that's Kuk Kalbein. It's a Tashver Echum Rovin.
Well,
in the summer, though, we have to be mindful before Shabbos. Otherwise, it will be Hamish with the Shabbos. All the summer, though, we have to do is act like a large stone, which means a person comes from that part of the world where he puts down cold water on top of the glass when he benches lift. So then the food is the water of Kuchma Bishabbos. The Chamash Hukma Bishabbos, according to this, should be up, even though it's the Hetzer Gomer. Hukma Me'alem should be up. The Torah is not so, no? The Torah is assumed that it's not so. From the whole discussion that we had by the Shahir story, we assume not like this interpretation of Mishnah. We assume like the Gemara's interpretation of Mishnah. That it's also to be evident because they had violated either Hashmoneh or Bishul the Rabban, they violated something. But not that Zerif Sanuk, Zerif HaBalonim exists, that's a man of an Aleph. That you're not allowed to bathe in hot water on Shabbos.
Do we think whether Moshe, do you think that Moshe says that the time part is only supposed to be used in God's day life? Same time like the Jesus more or less in the Shabbos we had that while he was warming the one on Shabbos based on the Shabbos clock, he wasn't able to use it.
Now, Moshe is opposed to all Shabbos clocks from the law of the flaw. Feels that it's just a design of Shabbos. Feels that we're going to start coming up in the first paragraph. We're going to learn from based on the first paragraph. But it's not the proper to set up a system. I know Shabbos, Rabban, the law is going to occur on Shabbos in a very conspicuous fashion. No, Chazanish is a different thing. Chazanish claims that you violate, not some that it's improper, that you violate Hasdara Mamish. When my food is returned on top of a fire on Shabbos, even without human intervention, the Chazanish claims that's my violation of Hasdara. But the Ramah seems to say against that Chazanish. The pastor for Ramah is not true. The generation Dalit is a Mechaber quoting from the Rishonim that Abubairish is in. Dalit on page 50. What happens? These are common styles. What happens? Someone goes on Friday night to pick off the lid from the Cholent house. They want to see where things are holding. And it's holding at the right point. They want to nibble some of the potatoes. And then they see that the potatoes are half raw. Some of the potatoes are cooked already, and some of it is still raw. So are you permitted to put the lid back on? So the Mechaber says that that's Bishul Deraisa. Why is it Bishul Deraisa? So let's make a chesed. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah that even if the food is going to cook on Shabbos anyway, we set up from before Shabbos is going to cook.
But you hasten the cooking process so that it cooks slightly, it gets finished cooking earlier. So the Gemara says, the Kruvi Bishul is a Malacha de Rice on Shabbos. Now what happens if the potatoes are ready in Bashul Shlish Bishulba, and Tamachal Bendy will start to the sun in Bashul Kotzorakon? So by your, so if you would take it off at the fire and put it back on, the Ramah says in Reis Nizimah, that would be a violation of Bishul de Rice. Because you don't say Endish Lacha Bishul until you've reached the point of Kotzorakon. That was the, you said your method, Machlech is Rashi and Tesis, you didn't get to in the first pairing. The Mishnah Berurah says, no, that's a different thing. That's if you left it on the fire from Friday, you didn't do anything on that. I left it on the fire on Friday without a blast. But then the Ramah says that since the minig is lachil, so even though the Hasid, the Mishnah Berurah recommends you should be lachil, but as you have guests, and then you rely on the minig that the Ramah says. But what if I want to put the food on the fire? What if I want to do hafazara? Let's say I took it off, go to the order of the day to the hafazara, let's say I want to put it back on the fire on Shabbos. But it's going to be basha legamre. It's only this basha from Achaman Yisrael. Then the Ramah says that you're not allowed to, because we have to be afraid that maybe that dish will be right, like Rashi says. And that, wherever it is, you chesen and beis, that is chesen and beis. And Mishnah Berurah says, even though the Ahabi Rishonim, on page 13, he says, even though the Ahabi Rishonim is saying, but then Bishalah Bishol after it reaches the point of Michael Ben Yisrael, that he says the Ramah is Machner. Kashal Hakol Behuna Geir Behin the Rice. So it's Machner. So what if he put the lid back on? So the Mishnah Berurah points out, based on that, this in Mishnah Berurah points out, I think Rashi says, and Shini says, based on that Machaber and the innovation of Dalit, if Dalit, if it puts the lid back on, if it's named Bashal Agami, is a Kuvay Bishol. So it could be a Hashash Yisrael the Rice. Because when you cook without a lid, it takes much longer than if you cook with a lid. That's why it says in Shulchan Aruch that you have to do tefillas kelim on the lid of the pot also. Because the steam goes up and then it comes back down, so it helps it to cook. It's considered as if it contains the food, helps the cooking
ground.
You
can put more
water
in it.
If you know that it's already in the bathroom cold, so it's let's say Shabbos morning. Some of you think that very logical call so the young question is, does it need more water? So then if you're going to take off the lid, put it back on, you're not going to do any cleaning dish. So the ready to start off the cold source. And then you commit it to take off the lid and put it back on. If it needs water, you pour it directly. You shouldn't pour the water into a cup and then pour it into the stone, because that's peanut and mess in the mess. So you pour it directly from the kettle into the tongs. So if you have a samovar, you won't have a kettle, and you carry over the tongs to the samovar, and pour on the water, and then you take it back like this. But if it's Friday night, and there's just a possibility, and maybe there's one basha called Thursday, and then you take off the lid, and lo and behold, it turns out that it's one basha, and then you're forbidden to put the lid back on. So that's a hashash of the truly, the most of the truly bishop of the Mishnah Berurah. And the Ramah says, "We must do that cold lunch that he did in his basketball court, so it's a new condition there."
What do you do?
Then the Machaber raised in Dallas to evoke Kol Tegnos in the first parak in Shabbos. The Gemara is decided in the first parak in Shabbos, the Diyah Tatat is Osram in the Rabbanon. The Gemara says, "It's not a Malacha Derayis, it's not a Malacha Rabbanon." It's an Issa de Rabbanon. What kind of an Issa? The question, what the nature of the use is. Some kind of an Issa de Rabbanon to scrape the chalos out from the oven. What if a fella put pots into the oven on Shabbos and is going to bake on Shabbos, he will violate Asiya on the Deraisa. And then he does tshuva. Or he did it to Shekik. He did it to Shekik, and now he realizes that he wants to prevent the Malacha from getting completed. Would we allow him to do the Asiyah in order that he should be spared the violation of Asiyah? But he's saying no. The Chachamim have needed the rain that the Issur of Diyas Atah supplies, even if it'll turn out that by observing the Issur of Diyas Atah, it'll cause him to violate the Issur of Diyas. The Gemara has decided in the first period. But he shall not pass in Lahakil that he may commit it. Mutalo, Rashi says, Velo Lachir. I mean, the Mishnah Berurah, not Rashi. The Mishnah Berurah says in the certain men, on page Chavol, if you allow the law of Achim, because they don't allow the Chatei Bishul Shiyizke Chaver. We don't allow one person to do an Avera in order to save another person
from an aver. Even though the aver that I'm going to do is going to be an aver kal over the years that pass, which is only the rabbanim. And thereby I'm going to save the other guy from violating the Yisur of Afir, which is an Yisur Deraita. We must do this. You don't allow me to do it. Why? Sometimes you do allow. We pass from the end of Shin Vod, and sometimes you do say Chatei B'shul Sheyitzkech Aver. If the place is there and that dollar is down, it's due to the cloud, it's Mr. Guru quotes, because over here the other fellow was Kosher. So Mr. Chaver, Pasha B'neshe Hidzik, whether he did it, it made it up to Shegeg. Even if he put it in the Shegeg, it's still a Pshia. That's how he writes in the Shara Tzion. He got the Shegeg Pasha, the Havla Lizar, Shalai Havla Lizar. He should have remembered that it's Shabbos, and he should not have put his pot into the oven on Shabbos. And whether I put the pot in the Mezen of the Shegeg, you're not allowed to do the Yisrafat in order to spare me the Yisra of Afi. Even though your Yisra of the Yisrafat is so small in comparison to my Avera of Afi, which is an Yisra Deraita. But for me, that I should do an Yisra Kal, the Rabbana, in order to save myself from Yisra Chomer, that the Gemara says, Mikira lo le Rabbah. Say to Jessica Kasha there, isn't it ridiculous? The Gemara has a Shaila, the Gemara finally comes to the conclusion of Mikira lo. The Gemara says, what is it to discuss? The sugar dafer is on. If he's going to leave the food in the oven, he's going to be chayv nisa. But isn't the kruach nefesh, he wants to say, let's say they gave him half straw. Isn't the kruach nefesh doiche the isa rabbi diya sapak, so not just doiche kala tarku, so he wants to save his skin. He doesn't want the bezin to give him a chunra. So I can more have a shayla to say, he's sleeping in the Gemara. Obviously the answer is, that if he will leave the, even though when he put in the pot, he put it in the mazes. But later on he had the option of removing the pot from the oven, and the only reason why he didn't remove it is because of the use of the Rabbanan of the Diyas HaPas. And if you listen, that's not in the advice that he's forbidden to do with Diyas HaPas, even though he will thereby spare himself a violation of Afiyah thereafter. If you listen, that's not, then we will declare him as an honor. And Ayat Rahman HaPashu said he won't be chayyid. He won't be a chayv of kibbutz. That's how Taisa points out. Even though he wasn't honest at the time that he did the Aveira, the time that he did the Maisa HaMalacha, putting in the pot into the oven, he would not be honest. He put it in, made it in the scabbard.
And then again,
I threw the shake again. Before it landed, I realized that I blew the malach.
If I can't be kosher, I'm labeling it as a different uva, then maybe I should say that he said that was the case in the that even though he can't be kosher, we're still changing the definition of his pu'ula. That before we labeled it as mazer, and now labeling it on it. So therefore, we labeled it as shogeg, and now we label it as pu'ula and shogeg the self of the mazer. So therefore, it should be some of the mazer.
It's related, as Sathanis pointed out, that the two are similar in a certain sense, that his intention changes in midstream. Yes, so how do we exactly distinguish the Gemara there at the end of Perek HaZorik? What do we have? But Sassanus pointed out, no, someone pointed it out when we were learning. Sassanus makes this tushba between this place here and that Gemara there. At the end of Perek HaZorik, what do we have? That's the base of an Aleph. That if he throws the shogeg and before it lands, he realizes what's flying, that he's in the middle of doing malacha, hoitso, that he's not five tata. Aye, but the whole fool of the malacha is on the shogeg. No, that before it lands, before the malacha is completed, he knows what's happening. But that's not called shogeg, it's called mazik. That's called Mazik, even though even though it's
irretrievable.
No, the Gemara says not so. That would have a meaning. Then the Gemara comes to the Maskana that even though it's irretrievable and he can't do anything about it, still I say that it's not called shogeg. I don't say that the whole nature of the pool is nikva by the tefila, by the haskala, even though it's irretrievable. Even though it's irretrievable. But here we're talking about a case where what? You put in the pot of food, the mazid, and then put in the bread, the mazid, and later on he could remove it. And the reason why he doesn't remove it is because he's forbidden to, because of these three years account, so that's called oinus. Not the same case, it's a little a similar issue. He already did the whole Shem Agatam, the whole Maisam Malacha, but he has a way, here he has a way to undo the Malacha.
But since he has a way to undo it and he doesn't.
Right.
No, Michael Ben Yisrael is for sure not. If I take raw food and I cook it from Michael Ben Yisrael, then I'm tired. If I take food that's Mevushel from Michael Ben Yisrael and I cook it more, that's the machlokes of Rashi and Tosfos, whether that's a real method. That's the machlokes of Rashi and Tosfos, whether that's a bishul or a bishul.